ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं ददाति स्वापतान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वाकता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text number 31. Idam viviktam japtavyam pavitram मंगलम परम निर्श्रेयस करम चापि श्रूयताम थ वदामि वा। इदं विविक्तं जप्तव्यम् इदं विविक्तं जप्तव्यम् पवित्रं मंगलं परं पवित्रं मंगलं परं निःश्रेयसाकरं चापि निःश्रेयसाकरं वा चापि श्रूयतां तत्पदं वा श्रूयतां तद्वदामि वा श्रूयतां तद्वदामि वा। इदं विविक्तं जप्तव्यं पवित्रं मङ्गलं परं निःश्रेयसाकरं चापि श्रूयतां तद्वदामि वा। इदं विविक्तं जप्तव्यं पवित्रं मङ्गलं परं निःश्रेयसकरं चापि श्रूयतां तद्वदामि त्वा। इदं दिस् विविक्तं वेरि पर्टिक्युलर् जप्तव्यं ऑलवेज टू बी चैंटेड पवित्रम वेरी प्योर मंगलम ऑस्पिशियस परम ट्रांसेंडेंटल निःश्रेयसाकरम very beneficial. Cha, also. Api, certainly. Shuyatam,
please hear.
Tat, that. Vadami,
I am speaking.
Vahav,
unto you.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now I shall chant one mantra which is not only transcendental, pure and auspicious, but is the best prayer for anyone who is aspiring to attain the ultimate goal of life. When I chant this mantra, please hear it carefully and attentively. Translation responsibly, please. Now I shall chant one mantra which is not only transcendental,
pure and auspicious,
but is the best prayer
for anyone who is aspiring
to attain the ultimate goal of life.
When I chant this mantra,
please hear it carefully and attentively. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The word viviktam is very significant. No one should think of the prayers recited by Lord Shiva as being sectarian. Rather, they are very confidential. So much so that anyone desiring the ultimate prosperity or auspicious goal of life must take the instructions of Lord Shiva and pray to and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord Shiva himself did. I'm tempted to read one more if it's okay. Because this next, Lord Shiva is going to speak the prayer, so. And also, if Prabhupada's purports are less, I become a little bit nervous actually, because we depend on Prabhupada, and if Prabhupada's purports are very small means, then we have to depend on him. So I don't, I'm not very confident without Prabhupada's purports, so I just want to read, please. Maitreya vacha iti anukrosa hridayo Bhagavan ahatan Shiva Pantanjalin Rajaputra Narayana Parovacha. I'll read the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Kijai. The great sage Maitreya continued. Out of his causeless mercy, the exalted personality, Lord Shiva, a great devotee of Lord Narayana, continued to speak. The king's sons, who are standing with folded hands, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva voluntarily came to bless the sons of king as well as to do something beneficial for them. He personally chanted the mantra so that the mantra would be more powerful, and he advised that the mantra be chanted by the king's son, Rajaputras. When a mantra is chanted by a great devotee, the mantra becomes more powerful. Although the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is powerful in itself, a disciple upon initiation receives the mantra from his spiritual master. For when the mantra is chanted by the spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. Lord Shiva advised the sons of the king to hear him attentively, for inattentive hearing is offensive. So we are continued to hear about the glorious the mantra which Lord Shiva is going to give it to Prachetas. And here in this first verse it said, now I shall chant one mantra which is not only transcendental, pure and auspicious, but is the best prayer for anyone who is aspiring to attain the ultimate goal of life. So the ultimate goal of life, because this is like most of the time, the people who, why they follow religion? Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. This is the whole purpose. Why they follow? Dharma. Why they follow Dharma? Artha. They want to get something. Artha. Dharma. Artha. And then what will you do with Artha? Kama. You have to sense gratification. Then naturally when you have Artha, then Kama, then the nature of the material world is like you will be frustrated. If somebody says in the material world, I am not frustrated, they are bluffing actually. They will be frustrated. Because Narakulu is smiling actually. Yeah, we are frustrated. Because the nature of the material world is to frustrate us only. If the nature of the material world, that is why Lord Krishna, when we created the material world, he gave this two stamps, Dukkalayam Asaswatam. This place is Dukkalayam and Asaswatam only. It is not going to be Sukalayam and permanent. It's not going to be. It is not going to be. Whatever your invention, whatever your discovery, whatever your capacity, whatever you have, whatever you do, you can't make it a permanent place and you can't make a Sukalayam. You can't make it. But by engaging in devotional service, by engaging ourselves in devotional service, what happens is, this place, even though it is a Dukkalayam, even though it is a temporary place, it becomes like a place for worshipping the Lord. That is why Prabodhananda Saraswati says, this is like a Kaivalyam Narakayate Akasa Pushpayate. This is like in the prayer, he says, this place is not a problem. This is a wonderful place. For whom? A person who understands the purpose of life. Why we came here? What is the purpose of life? And what is the ultimate destination we have to reach? For that person, there is no problem. He is progressing towards that path. So here in this sloka, it is mentioned, Lord Shiva is saying, for anyone who is aspiring to attain the ultimate goal of life. And for that person, this mantra is not only transcendental, pure and auspicious. So, in Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ninth chapter, this he says, Susukam kartum avyayam, rajavidya rajaguhyam, pavitram idam uttamam, pavitram idam uttamam, pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam, susukam kartum avyayam. This is like this knowledge, this transcendental knowledge is the one, is pavitram. Pavitram is very pure. Krishna is called pure. Krishna is called pavitram. Pavitram paramam bhavan, purusham saswatam divyam, adidevam ajam vibhum. Lord Krishna is addressed in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is saying, pavitram, Krishna is pavitram. So to reach Krishna, we also have to become pavitram. Because we have to, when we have to contact pavitram, we also have to the essential qualifications to become pavitram. We can't just, we are impure and then we become, approach the pure. It is not possible. So, what we have to do is pavitram, we also have to make ourselves pavitram. That is why when we are doing prayers, when we are doing the deity worship, we chant this prayer, Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva yasmared pundarikaksham sabahya abhyantara suchihi pavitro. Om apavitra pavitrova. We are pure or impure? Maybe most of the time impure only. Here, most of the time we are in the impure condition only. That is the pure condition. Apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva. We have gone through various situations, various sections of life. Apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksha. Just smaret. Smaret means just remembering pundarikaksha. Sa bahya abhyantara suchi. Bahya, outside, abhyantara, inside, suchi. It becomes completely pure. So that is why every, before starting any mantra, any prayer, anything, we just chant this prayer. This way we become purified so that we can approach the pure. We can approach the pure. That is why we chant this prayer. And here Lord Shiva is giving this prayer and Srila Prabhupada explains the word viviktam is very significant. Viviktam. No one should think the prayer recited by Lord Shiva as being sectarian. Because sometimes you know, people think Krishna or Lord Shiva. So this name, so sometimes we take this name, it's a sectarian. It's an Indian god or Hindu god. It's not a Hindu god or Indian god. It's like a Pitaham Asya Jagato Mata Gata Pitama. That Krishna is the seed-giving father for all the living entities. It's not only one person, this person, the person in America is different, Australia is different. No, Krishna is the seed-giving father for all the living entities. So, and whatever they give, it is for all of us. So only this is a man-made. This, all these different continents, different countries are only man-made. Because 200 years ago, where is America? 300 years ago, where is Australia? Nothing. Just this made. Now you call this place as Australia, you place call this as America, no. But it's all, we are all under the jurisdiction of the Supreme Lord. Krishna says that, Pitaham Asya Jagato, He is the seed-giving father for all the living, not only human beings, all the living entities, all the living entities. He is the seed-giving father. So, He is concerned about all of us. That is why He is trying to give this message so that we can go back to spiritual world. That is why the whole idea of this material world is to come here, rectify our mentality of disobeying the orders of the Lord and go back home back to God. That is the only purpose. All other things are like a superficial. All your job, your this thing, that thing, your other education, everything else is superficial. Main thing is, having come here, what is the purpose? Finish the business and go back home to God. That is what the whole thing is arranged. So, here, Srila Prabhupada says here, this is rather, they are very confidential, so much so that anyone desiring the ultimate prosperity or auspicious goal of life must take the instructions of Lord Shiva and pray to and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord Shiva himself did. Because this is the beauty. Because all these great personalities, all the Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, they are all the great authorities actually. For us, we have to follow the authorities. This is not like a just, so here nowadays, the scientists, they propose one theory. Then after that few years, somebody else comes, he proposes another theory. And then he, first of all, will get the Nobel Prize and he will go away. Okay, this is my theory. And 5 years later, another fellow will come, that is all wrong, I am proposing something, and he will get Nobel. Everybody is getting. So this is changing, this knowledge is keep on changing. But the Mahajana yena katasya panta, this is like a Swayambhu, Sambhu, Narada, Kapilo, Manu, What is Pandit has gone. So what is Kapila, Manu, you know that, Hare Krishna?
Shiva.
Huh? Shiva, no, this Mataji, you know? What is the sloka? Mahajana, all 12 Mahajana, Dwadasa Mahajana. No problem, we can learn later. So there are 12 Mahajana, Swayambhu, Sambhu, Narada, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vayasakim, Vayam. So this is 12 people, they are like authorities actually. That first two,
huh?
Yamaraj. Vayam. The Vayam is the last one is Yamaraj. He is speaking. This is like a 12 Mahajans. Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu is Lord Shiva. And all the Kumara, Manu, all these great personalities. Because they are the ones who they know the truth actually. The same Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tarka Pratishto Sutayo Vibhinnam, Naso Rishayo Matam Chabinnam, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam, Mahajana Yena Katasya Panta. Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. Because Guha means what is Guha?
Cave.
This is like a Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. That means Dharmasya Tattvam, the Tattva of Dharma, it is hidden as in the Guhayam. It's just like a Guha. Dharmasya Tattvam Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajana Yena Katasapanda. Because when we follow the Mahajan, because then they reveal the secret, how the Dharmasya Tattvam. That is why Lord Shiva is doing here. That is the reason why we have to follow the Mahajan. Instead of following anyone and everyone, that is not going to work actually. Because everyone, we have to follow some authority. Wherever, when you go to road authority, when you go see here, some authority has to be followed. Same way in the spiritual circles also, we have to follow the authority of the Mahajans. Mahajana yena katasapanda. So, Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, that this the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord Shiva himself did. Because this is like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's mentioned like in the second canto, this is what is the, Parikshit Maharaj is asking, what is the activity? What should I do? Like the person who is just about to die, what should be the activity, what he has to do, what is his the meditation should be upon. So he is asking, and then Sukadeva Goswami is answering, Etan nirvidya mananam icchatam aputo bayam yoginam rupa nirnitam harer nama anukirtanam. Harer nama anukirtanam. This Etan nirvidya mananam icchatam. Icchatam means one who desires aputo bayam. Where the person who desires no fear, what he should do? Yogi nam nripa nirnitam. Yogi nam nripa nirnitam. Already the yogis have concluded everything. We do not have to do any research. Because nowadays most of the people want to do research. Keep on doing research. And there is no time to practice one.
Your life is only 50, 60 years only, and you keep on doing research, research, research. When will you put into practice actually? That is why we don't waste time in that. So yoginam nripa nirnitam. They have already, nirnitam means they have already determined, they have said this is the method. This is the method. And what is the method? Hare Nama Anukirtanam. This is what Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj. This is what one has to do. This principle follows in line with what Lord Shiva is going to say. This mantra is the one who is want to become fearless, who want to achieve the ultimate goal of life. This is what one has to do. Yoginam rupa nirnitam harer nama anukirtam. Then Sukadeva Goswami continues to speak. Tasmat bharata sarvatma bhagavan ishwaro harihi shrotavya kirtitavyascha. What is the next? Shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavya cheshata bhayam. Smartavya, shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavya. This is three things we have to do. We have to hear and we have to remember. This is like the instruction the Shastra says, so many instructions Shastra is giving, and everything you want to put that into capsule, you say smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavya na jatu. Always remember Krishna and never forget. This is the only instruction we have to remember. The one instruction we have to remember is always remember Krishna and never forget him. So here Lord Shiva is going to give this mantra, and Srila Prabhupada explains that in this sloka. Next sloka, the great sage Maitreya continued, out of his causeless mercy, the exalted personality Lord Shiva, a great devotee of Lord Narayana, continued to speak to the king's son who were standing with folded hands. And Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Shiva came voluntarily. This is a very beautiful thing. Actually, we have studied in the previous slokas, to have darshan of Lord Shiva is not an easy thing. Not the people in the material world, they cannot have a darshan of the Lord Shiva that easily. But here, Lord Shiva came voluntarily. Why he came voluntarily? Because Narayana Parayana. Because all these prachetas, also they are also great devotees of the Lord. They are not ordinary persons. They are also great devotees of the Lord. And Lord Shiva, he wanted to give them the benediction, give them the association. Because these all the great personalities, they are always worried about the Loka Mangalam. Loka Mangalam. What is Loka Mangalam? Loka Mangalam means this is like the benefit of the well-being of all the living entities. They are worried about that. They are worried about. Actually, the government also, they make plans, 5-year plan, 10-year plan, the different plans they make. These type of plans, only their Mangalam only they concentrate. They don't mangalam, Loka Mangalam. Their Mangalam only. But here, all these sages, they are concerned and they are worried actually. The Kali Yuga is starting, how the people are going to make spiritual advancement. Their worry is like that. Because their worry is not like that. Because they are not worried about whether the industry will come, whether that capitalization will happen, that will happen. They are not bothered about that. That's not needed also. One sense, they are worried about how they will make spiritual advancement. So that is the worry. That is why they come. All the Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Muni, all these great personalities, they come out of the way. Because that's why when the living entity develops a desire, little bit of desire, yes, I want to understand God. I want to understand the ultimate purpose of life. Then immediately what happens? What happens immediately?
Krishna gives me.
Yes, see, this is a general answer. Immediately that doesn't happen, something else happens. Immediately something else happens. When a living entity develops a desire, what happens? Yes, see, he knows everything. He is also gukhya, very confidential. He doesn't say everything on one stretch. Yes, yeah, when a living entity desires, yes, I want to make some advancement, then Krishna as a Paramatma, he knows. Yes, you are developing a desire. Yes, I am sending you the person. I am sending you. That somebody will come and give Bhagavad Gita. Mataji will come and give Bhagavad Gita. Because you have developed a desire. You want to go away from Krishna? Yes, Krishna, your old 20-year-old friend will call. Or 30-year-old friend will call and you will go away. Because all our desire only. You desire to serve Krishna, Krishna will make all the arrangement. You want to go away from Krishna, Krishna will make arrangement for that also. Even to go away from Krishna, we need Krishna's mercy. You can't go away from Krishna without his mercy. Krishna only has to give you forgetfulness. Matah smrtir jnanam apohanamscha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedantakrit vedavit evacha. Even if you want to go away from Krishna, for that also you have to depend on Krishna. That is our problem. Because we are so much dependent on Krishna, and then we have the audacity to say that I am independent. Everything. For remember Krishna also, you have to depend on Krishna. For forgetfulness also, you have to remember Krishna. You have to depend on Krishna. That is our problem. So this is here. Here all the sages, all the Lord Shiva, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, their main aim is to how to give the benefit to the living entities in this Kali Yuga so that they can make some advancement. So here, Lord Shiva voluntarily came to bless the sons of king as well as to do something beneficial for them. Because the beneficial, this is do benefit. Just not just like keep on doing something, getting benefit actually. Doing benefit to the living entities. And what he is saying, he personally chanted the mantra so that the mantra would be more powerful. And he advised the mantra be chanted by king's sons. Because since he is a Mahajan, and a great personality, when he chants something, then it becomes powerful. When it is powerful, normally, automatically the mantra is powerful, but when it is chanted by the great devotee of the Lord, it becomes more powerful. Prabhupada explains here, when the mantra is chanted by a great devotee, the mantra becomes more powerful. And he gives example, although the Hare Krishna mantra is powerful in itself, a disciple upon initiation receives the mantra from a spiritual master, for when the mantra is chanted by the spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. So, the meaning here is, it's like there are so many mantras are there. In the Vedic system, there are so many mantras are there, so many hymns are there, so many scripts are there. You can't just pick up one and then like, it's not like going to the medical shop. There are so many medicines I give one, let me take. No, that doesn't work like that. You have to go and what is your problem, accordingly you have to get a prescription and then you have to get a medicine. Same way, the guru is there, so many things are there and guru is the one who customizes. Like those people working in SAP. SAP is a big thing. And you have to customize that according to your thing, according to your system. You have to customize that. Same way, there are so many mantras are there, The guru, what he is doing is, you know, guru knows the disciple. Guru knows what is your problem, what is your situation. Accordingly, he prescribes something. So like here, Lord Shiva is an authority, Mahajan. He knows what prachetas need and then immediately he is coming at this mantra. So we should not, okay, no, Lord Shiva has given this mantra, so from tomorrow I am going to chant this mantra, leave this Hare Krishna mantra. No, that is for the prachetas. That is for prachetas. Like Dhruva Maharaj also got a mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So immediately we don't pick up Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that is our mantra. No, that mantra is for Dhruva Maharaj at that time, place and circumstance. Kala Desa Patra. That one is suggested. Same way, here it is mentioned, if the mantra is given by this spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. And also Padma Purana says, this is like a mantra, if it is not received in the disciplic succession, that mantra is not powerful. See, this is like, there is a quote and says, Sampradaya vihinaye mantrastu nishpalam. Sampradaya vihina. This is like there are four bona fide sampradayas are there. This sampradaya is there. Like one sampradaya headed by Lord Brahma, and one by Lord Shiva, and one by the Sanat Kumara, one by Lakshmi Devi. So this is the bona fide sampradayas are there. The mantra has to be received in the sampradaya. Because self-made. Okay, what is your sampradaya? I am a self-made guru. What Prabhupada says? you just vacate the place. Like you can't be a self-made guru. Where in the world you have a self-made guru actually? You can't become a self-made. Oh, I have studied the medical books I have read. So, are you going to do my brain surgery? Will you go for that person? No. You have to go to the authority. You have to go to the guru. You have to have some mentor. Somebody has to be there. So otherwise, it's not possible. So, it is to be understood. We have to receive this in a disciplic succession. So here the great authority, Lord Shiva, is giving this mantra. There is no problem. Because he is the great authority, he is a Mahajan. And there is a similarity I was reading when this similar mantra is given to Dhruva Maharaj. How this Dhruva Maharaj is receiving the mantra, it's a similar thing in the fourth canto. We already studied that and we would have forgotten also. No problem. Japascha paramo, just read this, reading the sloka, it's how interesting the similar words are coming. Japascha paramo guhya shuyatam me nripadbaja yam saptaratram praptan puman pasyati kecharan. See, what is the significance? See, same words are here. Japasta. Japtavya is coming. And paramo guhya. Guhya is coming. Shuyatam. Shuyatam is coming. Nripatmaja is also coming. The king's sons. Yam Saptaratram Praptam Puman Pashyati Kecharan. So I'll read the translation. O son of the king. So he is son of the kings actually. Now I shall speak to you and to you the mantra which is to be chanted with this process of meditation. One who carefully chants this mantra for 7 nights can see the perfect human beings flying in the sky. Whether we want to see that or not, but we want to see Krishna. So here it is said, within the universe there is a planet called Siddha Loka. The inhabitants of Siddha Loka are by nature perfect in the yoga achievements, which are of 8 varieties. One can become smaller than the smallest, lighter than the lightest, or bigger than the biggest. One can immediately get whatever he likes. One can even create a planet, etc. These are some of the yogic perfection by virtue of Lagima Siddhi or purificatory process to become lighter than the lightest. And then Prabhupada says here, it is hinted here by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj, by meditating upon the transcendental form of the Lord, at the same time chanting the mantra, one becomes so perfect within 7 days that he can see the human beings who fly in the sky. Narada Muni uses the word japa, which indicates the mantra to be chanted is very confidential. One may ask, if it is confidential, why it is mentioned in the writing of Srimad Bhagavatam? It is confidential in this sense, one may receive a published mantra anywhere, but unless it is accepted through the chain of disciplic succession, the mantra does not act. Simple. It is said by authoritative sources that any mantra chanted without having been received from the disciplic succession has no efficacy. Another point established in this verse is that meditation should be carried on with the chanting of a mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. So, the similar context is Dhruva Maharaj has also been given this instruction. So, it is like a confidential mantra. Yes, this is a confidential mantra. Maha mantra itself is very pure. It's no problem. But when we hear the mantra from the bona fide spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. Like we see a practical example. Sometimes the people go on Harinam. When people go on Harinam and then somebody hears it. Okay. So when they hear it, not that mantra is not powerful. Mantra is powerful only. When you hear it, yes, the person is attracted. Yes, we want to come. I want to see what the Hare Krishnas are up to. I want to check it out. And he comes here. And then he takes the process. And then Atosraddha is starting. Atosraddha, then Sadhu Sangha. Then Sadhu Sangha comes. Then Bhajana Kriya. Then he takes Diksha and then hears. And then people make advance. We have seen. The whole Hare Krishna movement is a testimony of this sloka. Because this is like, why? Because even though we are not initially, nobody is initiated. Janmana jayate sudra. Janmana jayate sudra. Samskarat bhave duja. Veda patat bhave vipra. Brahma janati iti brahmana. So it comes in the later stage. But in beginning, everybody is like in a very, this stage only, beginning stage only. So by just hearing, so the power is there. Still the power is there. It's not that, not completely useless. Because otherwise, you know, like how the people are coming. They are getting attracted to holy name, attracted to Mahamantra. Yes, they are hearing. And then they are slaking next advancement. Atosraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. Then Anartha Nivritti. So slowly and steadily the next stages are coming. So here we have to understand the getting the mantra and the mantra we have to get. And then with the bona fide source we have to get the mantra. So that's what is mentioned here. When the mantra is chanted by the spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. Lord Shiva advised the sons of king to hear him attentively, for inattentive hearing is offensive. So he says, Lord Shiva says very clearly, he hear attentively. So for us also, like one of the offenses, like inattentive chanting. Inattentive, like yesterday I was reading, some devotee has sent a message. You know, like this is chanting means you are having an appointment with Krishna. Correct? Appointment with Krishna. So when you have an appointment with Krishna, you have to talk to the person, you have to have an interaction with that person. Not that Krishna is there, I'm looking here. That doesn't make sense. Actually, even the material world also, you are going to have an appointment with somebody and the person keeps on looking everywhere and not talking to you. How do you feel actually? You feel like awkward actually. This is like we are supposed to have a 15 minutes appointment and you are looking all over the universe. So same way, when we give our time, whether it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it may be, we want to give full time. Yes, I am remembering Krishna. That is what we want to meditate on Krishna. Then we have to give a full time to Krishna. So that way, that is what that meditation is needed. So here, this so Lord Shiva is very, very merciful and giving this mantra to Prachetas. So next sloka is only mantra. So we are just waiting for the next class to give the mantra. So this is like a. So we had to take this, and also for this for our this thing, the sages have given like a. The sages were asking now what we should do because the kaler dosha nide rajan astihi eka mahan gunaha kirtanat eva krishnasya kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga paramprade. So the sages, they have concluded that this is like in this Kali Yuga, even though there are so many doshas are there, so many faults are there, there is only one good quality there. What is the good quality? Kirtanat eva krishnasya. By just chanting the holy names of the Lord, mukta sanga param praje. So a person completely gets liberated and goes back home, back to God. That potency is there in this Kali Yuga. So in the previous Yuga, the process was different. But in the Kali Yuga, the process is made very easy so that anyone like can make advancement, anyone can go back home, back to God. And by just kirtanat eva krishnasya, just remembering Krishna, chanting Krishna's name, following that, then we can achieve that actually. So it is very practical. So it's like this benefit, we should not think only Prachetas were very fortunate that we got the mantra directly from Lord Shiva. We are also fortunate because we have got Prabhupada is there and Acharyas are there and they are giving this message to us. So by taking this mantra seriously and then put that into practice, then we can also become perfect. Go back home, back to God. And Srila Prabhupada says, in this life only we should go back. Why should wait for the next one? Why who should we wait? Actually? Matter go now only. Why to wait for next? We don't know what is in store. But anyway, if you have chanted Hare Krishna, Krishna will protect. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Bijayate. So you will get another suitable body. But why to wait for all these things? Better finish the business now only and then come back to God. So that potential is given to us actually. We want to take advantage. Whether to take advantage or not advantage, that is our problem. Like Lord Krishna, the whole Bhagavad Gita, he said everything. Aham explained everything. Now, yata ichasi tata kuru. Yata ichasi tata kuru. I explained everything to you. Now you deliberate it on it and then you decide what you want to do. That option is given to us. This is the problem actually. The option is given to us. So now we have to exercise our free will properly actually. We have to exercise. That is what sadhu sangha is needed. That is what all these are. Because then when we are in the satsanga, we will be guided properly. And then we will be able to make proper decisions. So then we can make a decision. Yes, yes, Krishna, I am saying, yes, karishya vachanam tava. So then Arjuna immediately said, yes, I am nashta moha, everything is gone. My illusion is gone. Now I am very steady. I will just follow your instruction. That is what the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita. First of Bhagavad Gita is understand Krishna's words and then try to understand, assimilate it and then follow it actually. So same way for us also, we read all these things and then we have to make our life perfect actually. This life only we have to make it perfect and then go back to God. That should be our determination. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants. Janma sarthahari karo parapaka. So when we do janma sarthahari, when we make our life perfect, then we can do parapaka. So that should be our aim. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Do we know the mantra from the four different sampradayas? Are the different
all four sampradayas? Different sampradayas have different mantras, and even the different. Depending on the time, place, and circumstances, so like sometimes like Om Namo Narayana, the different sampradayas have different mantras are there. So I'm not aware of all the mantras, but some mantras are there. And Srimad Bhagavatam also says different mantras. Like Dhruva Maharaj got a different mantra, the other personality given different mantra. So differences are there, but the purpose is the same. Purpose is to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. So Acharyas given according to the time, place and circumstances, different mantras. Like Dhruva Maharaj was given Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Prachetas has been given another different mantra. Same way Gajendra may be different. Like different prayers have been given. Yes, Prabhu.
Why do we every time say that when the goal of our life is the lotus feet of the Lord? Why can't we say
head of the Lord? Lotus feet of the Lord is like that is the place. So, he is asking why your question only. You ask so many times, you only have to answer now. Because every time you are saying why lotus feet of the Lord?
Can you please explain, Prabhu? Mahatma Prabhu's famous question, actually, this one, I know that. And every time he asks this question, why lotus feet is very special? Please, Prabhu, please.
The main thing is that all the devotees and all the pure devotees are in the lotus feet. Krishna, yeah. That's one reason. The other thing is that lotus feet, everything stands, Krishna stands on the lotus feet.
Yeah.
And they are so beautiful, so wonderful, so sweet, so nectarian. That's why. So these are the few reasons. You can add some more.
Also, like, see, if I'm like, our position is like a dasanu das, correct? Our position is like a humble position. When Duryodhana and Arjun, when they went to the Lord Krishna was resting at that yuddha has to start. So they wanted to go and take some help from Krishna. So Duryodhana came. Duryodhana was went and saw Krishna is lying. So just he thought not like a let me go and stand near the head. Okay, he thought, like, what will I do with this fellow sleeping here? He didn't have any respect for Krishna. So he thought, like, why should I go this side? You're standing near the head. But Arjuna came. Arjuna saw that, oh, my Lord is sleeping. So let me take a humble position. So always when somebody's feet is considered like a humble position. Humbler position. But Lord, there is no difference between feet and head. There is not a big problem. But still, so just take a humble position and then stood near the feet. See, that's why Prabhupada says in the Gita Mahatmya, this is like a, the, what is that? Sarvo Parishado Gavo Dokta Gopala Nanda. This is like a, what is that? Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdam Gita Amritam Mahatma. See, this is like a, whatever the Lord's lotus feet, like a Ganges is said to emanate from the lotus feet of the Lord. Correct? Ganges. And Bhagavad Gita is coming from the lotus mouth of the Lord. Prabhupada says that in the first section, Gita Mahatmya. He says, from a transcendental point of view, there is no difference between a feet and a mouth. There is no difference. But still, but Gita, Bhagavad Gita is more powerful. Even the better than, like not better, I won't say, but is more powerful than the Ganges water. Sometimes you take constant bath in the Ganges water, then you get purified. But by just chanting one sloka in Bhagavad Gita, you get immediately purified. Maline mochanam pumsam, jalasnanam dine dine, shakrat gita mritasnanam, samsaram alanasam. So all these considerations are there. And being at the lotus feet is just like our humbler position and the service of the Lord. That is why lotus feet is considered important, not a head. Anything else? Chaitanya Priya, you have a question? No? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.